Hi, and welcome to Heritage Radio Networks. I'm your host, Michael Harlan Turkel, and you're listening to The Food Scene every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Today's sponsor, Cabot Cheese. For your favorite party recipes, let the great taste of Cabot Cheese make them even more special. Award-winning Cabot Cheese. 100% of our profits go to New England and New York farm families. On the web, check out cabbagecheese.com. So we're in the backyard studio, old Stevedore shipping container at robertaspizza.com in Bushwick, Brooklyn. And today's show, very happy to have Calintro. Do you know what Calintro is? Well, you're gonna. Calintro was an organization put together by Stephanie Kornblum and Alina Munoz that is more than networking. It's more than bring together like-minded people. It's a starting point for the restaurant industry. You can get anywhere from internships to technical training to, like I said before, networking to really good cocktails to engaging discussions. It's a wonderful forum for anybody seeking some kind of position in the food and restaurant world. And also like to thank Glenn Coben, a member of their board of advisors, as well as a architect, designer in his own right. Thank you for being on the show, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I think this is everybody's first radio appearance, yes?
For me, it is.
Yeah, so everyone's a little wary about the headsets and microphones, but we'll get them to chat a little bit. I just want to tell a little background about everybody. Stephanie, you got a restaurant degree from Syracuse, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, and then went into PR through KB Networks, Hall Company, and such. Yeah. So does this feel like a far departure from your initial degree in college?
No, I always wanted to be part of the marketing side of the restaurant industry. And, you know, being in PR and working with, you know, opening up 65 different restaurants throughout the course of 4 years, I knew that this was the next place to go.
Yeah, yeah. What do you mean opening up 65 restaurants in the course of four years?
So I worked with the Hall PR.
Yeah.
And we work with chefs who are looking to open up, you know, they have concepts for new restaurants, or restaurant owners and managers looking to license their restaurants, and working with them on the menu development, on how to market their brand and execute their concepts.
Gotcha. That's a lot of restaurants.
Yeah.
That's
it was a few years.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, even in that time, I see restaurants open, you know, single chef, single entity, and it's hard enough for them to even focus on that, for you to focus on, what, like 15 a year?
Oh, sense? Yeah, at least.
On average?
Yeah. Jeez.
And Alina, it was interesting to note that you were actually in art history major in college at Haverford.
Yes.
Now, where does that come into play?
You know, my mom's an interior designer. I always had sort of an interest for design, and it's always just been sort of a part of my fabric, I guess.
Yeah, and then later went on to work with Gourmet.
And then I worked with Gourmet for 4 years. I worked on the business side of the magazine. I feel privileged to have known many of the editors and worked with restaurants on advertising, and then started working on advertising with liquor companies as well as some luxury goods companies.
Yeah. What I find really interesting about your little mission statement mantra online is the last four words that you say, Calintro helps develop career contacts, knowledge, and skills to its members that may help them advance on both professional and personal levels. It's professional and personal levels, because we have Glenn sitting across the table from us, who I'm assuming is more than just a board of advisor, but inherently a friend now, too. Is that a good assumption, would you say?
Definitely a friend.
Yeah.
When I heard about Calintro, it's very interesting. I heard a little bit of buzz about it in the industry, and I had known Stephanie from her time at the Hall Company, and I called up and I said, I want in. The interesting thing about it is that I wanted a vehicle to give back and to share information and share experience, and that's what Calintro for me has been about.
Excellent. And you started Glenn and Company in 2000 after a stint at Rockwell Group.
That is correct.
Excellent. And in Rockwell Group, if you don't know, is a design and architecture firm such as, you know, Glenn and Company is today.
Well, it's very kind for you to say, yeah. Such as.
Yeah.
but I'm like the little acorn and they're the oak.
I think we call that boutique.
Boutique is a good word for it, yes.
Excellent. And then when you broke off in 2000, who were some of your first clients? You had just been discussing Jonathan Waxman outside.
Yes. In April 2000, I left Rockwell Group and decided, against everybody's best opinion, to start up and open up my own firm.
Yeah, that's how all great things happen.
Yeah, it was a very exciting time. I felt like I could do it, and someone introduced me to Jonathan Waxman, and I started looking him up on Google, and wow, this guy is amazing. Interviewed and ended up getting the project, and it really formulated a lot about my philosophy going forward. And it was a very simple statement that Jonathan made to me. He said, "It's not a big restaurant. I don't want somebody to come in with a big ego. Do what I deliver on the promise of giving me this restaurant and this platform." And that has really developed a philosophy of collaboration.
Yeah. And that seems like a similar philosophy to Calintro as well. Amongst panel discussion, networking events, internship programs, monthly articles from industry executives, jobs boards. I mean, geez, you guys got a lot on your plate.
We do.
Yeah. Now, let's start picking them off one by one, because I've actually attended a couple of your panel discussions. Actually, I believe Glenn was on one long ago about the future of restaurant design. What other kind of discussions have you been having recently within the industry?
Sure. Well, last week we actually did one on social media. And what we try to do is bring talent in that aren't currently accessible to the restaurant industry.
Yeah. Such as who? Do you mean like people that work for Twitter or for Foursquare and that kind of?
Exactly. So I'm trying to think of the panelists right now, but one of them was Adam Wallace, who's the director of marketing for the Roger Smith Hotel. And it's a hotel on Lexington and I believe 47th. And what they're doing so well is using Twitter and Facebook and a blog to really promote the hotel. And it's a hotel that I didn't really know too much about until we started researching social media more. So again, you know, we're just trying to bring people to the forefront whose voice isn't as strong as some other people's in the industry, but really show what they're doing creatively, how they're, you know, uniquely marketing their restaurant or their hotel, and giving them a chance to speak.
Yeah. What other kind of social media examples do you have? Is there anyone at the forefront that you think people should look at and, you know, create a canon of? Because I know, like, Chris Cosentino on Twitter is 50,000 followers strong, and people like hang on his every word, and he posts pictures of, you know, each dish while he's plating in the kitchen.
I think the key is in social media is just connecting with your customers.
Yeah.
So just making sure your voice is heard, but you're not just, you know, saying whatever's on your mind. You're talking to people and engaging them in what you find to be interesting.
Yeah, and responding back and forth. So there's an open dialogue. Right. You also have networking events. I've been to, I think, a cocktail series of yours. What other kind of networking events have you been conjuring up?
Well, the two type of main events are the panel events, where we do have a cocktail portion of the evening before the lecture begins, and then the cocktail series. What we've learned from attendees at these events is they really leave with, you know, new business cards and new information. They either find new contacts, you know, that can help advance their career, or new potential clients.
Yeah. So how do you actually become a member of Calintro? Is it open to the public?
It's open to the public. You just go to calintro.com. Starting in January, we will have a tiered membership program, which we're very excited about. But for now, it's still free to join.
Excellent. Hurry up. Calintro.com. C-U-L-I-N-T-R-O. Yeah, sometimes it's easier to spell it out. Internship programs with chefs. Actually, a friend of mine, yours, Calintro's, King Fajanakong, I know, was a part of your internship program for a while, too. But what other chefs and restaurants have you placed people in?
Yes, we work with John Fraser of Dovetail. We work with Brad Farmery of Public and Double Crown.
Both have been on Heritage Radio Network. Actually, I had Brad and Adam, his brother of Avroco, on to do a show about family business a while back.
Right. Yeah. We work with all the Dynex group chefs as well. And, you know, we're developing relationships with culinary schools. We have a relationship with Johnson & Wales where we visit the school and interview about 10 to 15 students and place the top 5 students in these kitchens. So we work also very closely with Michael Ascanis for those students who are interested in baking and pastry.
That's Le Bernardin for those that don't know, and quite elite.
Right. Yeah. So it's a program that has, you know, been taken a while to develop because we need to find those ultra highly qualified candidates for these kitchens. And, you know, they're hard to find.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
So in a sense, it's almost like headhunting, but not with that, which I hate that term. It sounds like not derogatory, but it sounds a little harsh, headhunting.
Yeah.
But you guys are literally looking around to place people in their, you know, the best restaurants that you can find. And likewise, getting people for restaurants that are suited for those positions.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think before Culintro, there was really no filtering system for cooks and culinary students to get their foot in the door at these restaurants. They would just call and email. And now, you know, because of us, we're able to, you know, facilitate these introductions.
Yeah. So it was like Craigslist, and, you know, a chef would post something up and get, you know, 50,000 emails a day. So you guys are, like you said, the filter, the sound mind.
It's really amazing that when you look at the job posting and it's posted, how often is it updated?
Every Wednesday.
I mean, you get the email and you look at it and you look at the groups that are represented there.
Yeah.
And it's amazing restaurateurs and chefs and restaurants that are looking for people. And I mean, that's the strength of the organization. It's there's so many different, it's so diverse, but it's really a lot of the cream of the crop.
I mean, even just looking at the board of advisors that you have, you know, obviously Glenn, but also, you know, Avroco, another restaurant design firm, James, a.k.a. Jim Meehan of PDT, Josh Ozerski, Stephen Hall of Hall PR, Mark Murphy of Landmark, Michael Romano of Union Square Cafe, Danny Myers Group, Tracy Nirparan of Myriad Group, and I mean, there's so many more. There were people that I didn't even know and, you know, are quite, you know, important people. And it was just amazing to see that you've curated such a collection of not just smart, but kind of suited people to help. And this is more for a younger generation than it is for, you know, people that have established themselves in restaurants. Or are you doing it for both young, old, middle?
We're really trying to do it for both and create a community that anybody of any age can feel like they can join and be a part of. It's a place for established restaurant professionals to feel like they can mentor and still come together and be with their colleagues. And it's also a place for the younger generation to feel like they can connect with mentors.
Yeah. And Glenn, have you found a lot of interns through their job boards or through networking events or just great new contacts?
Great new contacts. I feel as if I'm part of a community, a broader community, than I would have felt if I was just in the design field. The answer to the question about if I found interns, I haven't, but we're evolving that portion of the job board, the job opportunities, and we talk about that at board meetings.
And yeah. And what aspect are you trying to evolve at the moment?
I think also our partnerships and figuring out how to create more programs for the Culintro members. One of the introductions that has been so valuable to us was through Glenn, and he introduced us to the senior managing editor of Hospitality Design Magazine, Stacey Shoemaker-Rowan. And from that introduction, we started developing a program called Behind the Minds of Restaurant Design.
Yeah.
And essentially, Stacey interviews, she does a Q&A with an architect or designer each month, and they're featured on the Culintro website, and they're also featured on the Hospitality Design website, and it's just generated a lot of traffic to both websites. And then from there we sort of call out some of the architects and do a panel event with them in the summer called The Future of Restaurant Design. We have plans in the future to create sort of a larger institute sort of based on this idea. So sort of those plans will be be unveiled later.
Yeah, no, I love the idea of the Behind the Mind series, that it doesn't necessarily have to conform to, you know, restaurant design, but it can go amongst so many different cross-curricular genres, you know, behind the mind of not just a chef, but, you know, of a distributor, of a purveyor, of a... Endless possibilities. Yeah. We're gonna take a quick little break here. See, I told you guys that time flies when you're having fun. Thanks for listening to The Food Scene on Heritage Radio Network. We'll see you in a couple minutes. Back. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Michael Harlan Turkel, and this is The Food Scene. Today with the lovely ladies of Calintro and Glenn Coben of Glenn and Company. And we were just priorly talking about, you know, this idea of Behind the Minds series from, you know, so many different genres within the food industry. But I want to get behind the minds of Alina and Stephanie as to how Calintro even, you know, started, how it hatched. Where was the seed planted?
I think the seed was planted when Alina and I first met each other, which is about 4 years ago at this point. And we were both, you know, girls in our late 20s in New York trying to find our way. And we both worked in the food world in different aspects, realizing that we wanted to keep going, but we didn't know where to go or even find more information. So we figured we'd start an organization that really brought together and unified the restaurant industry under this one website. We looked at MediaBistro.com and saw what they did for the advertising and media world and thought, well, why can't we do that for the restaurant world?
Yeah, it always seemed like there's just been rags and complaint boards about restaurants and, you know, like blogs about what I ate for lunch, but not necessarily something aggregate and, you know, something that accumulated and helped people actually progress in their career. So that's a wonderful thing. So you started this 4 years ago. What kind of form was it initially, and how did it come to shape?
It really is just between me and Alina, and we kind of went back and forth for a year to figure out where we could go with this idea. Took us about another year to come up with the full business plan, and the website launched February of 2009.
Yeah. So was the first part networking events, cocktail series? Was the first part panel discussions? Was it, you know, partnerships?
Well, Stephanie definitely sort of had more of the skeleton outline of the business because she worked for Cosmetics Executive Women for a few years. So she understood how these organizations worked, but just in a different industry. So her foresight was really there. And I think that when you first start a company, you can't lose your branding or understand what your message is. And I think with, you know, the restaurant industry, there's just so many different programs that we can offer, but we've been really trying to stick to the core message of it's all about bringing together our membership. So we were really focusing on just how to create a website where people could come together in programs such as our networking events. And the networking event was the first event that we threw, was just bringing people together and hearing what they wanted.
Yeah, so just a soapbox, a sounding board.
Exactly. Like, we're not going to build anything until we know what people want.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not Field of Dreams.
No.
And Glenn, you said that you had heard buzz about Calintro on websites or through the industry. Do you remember that first instance of hearing their name?
I heard the name, and it was Stephen Hall that introduced me to it. And he said, there's a networking event tonight. Stephanie, who used to work for me, has started this organization with Alina, and you should come along. And I unfortunately couldn't make the event, but I spoke to Stephen, and then I spoke to Stephanie and Alina. We got together. We got together at a Starbucks, and the vision was just so clear that it was an organization that I wanted to get involved with. Because if you start thinking about it, and you start thinking about the people that they were going to assemble or had assembled, you think, where can I get this information? And across the board information from someone with the New York State Restaurant Association.
Andrew Riggi.
Andrew
Riggi, yeah.
People who are going through, it's a very typical battle in opening up a restaurant. It's an amazing process, but if there's a clearinghouse of information, how do I get a liquor license? How long does that process take? What about tip pooling? You know, all different issues that, not as a designer or as an architect, but as somebody who is asked for an opinion about, hey, should I open up this restaurant? I send clients and prospective clients to this organization, and it becomes a clearinghouse for them to be able to ask questions.
It's amazing one-stop shopping. Right. But it's true. I mean, since you do work in the industry, and I'm sure you often get asked by clients, I mean, you've done renovations for Del Posto, Esca. We were talking before that you had done some work for the Stage Deli, which never actually materialized, and Starbucks at Mohegan Sun's, but you were surrounded by people in restaurants trying to open up restaurants and don't necessarily know the other roles that people play. And this is a place to go and find that information, which is...
And it's a pretty unbiased place to go as well. I mean, you're not being sold a product. You're not being sold a piece of equipment. You're not being sold a package of anything. You're getting an honest approach to, hey, we've gone through this process, or here's somebody who has gone through this process. We believe they can help.
Yeah, so sound mind and sometimes shoulder to cry on, I'm sure. And then Alina, we were just chatting quickly during the break about the idea of internships and staging, and it actually came out of a mutual friend, Heather Spearling, who used to work for Star Chefs, was, you know, amongst this crowd of amazing chefs and innovators, and that you two got to talking. And what was the initial idea for the stage program?
Right. Well, Stephanie and I already came up with the business, and we were moving forward and just sort of brainstorming ideas about how to reach out to chefs and create something unique that, you know, could help them but isn't currently offered. And Heather suggested the idea of the stage program. And so that's kind of where it all came from. And it's been a great facilitator to introduce ourselves to chefs, to, you know, hear what they need. And as soon as, you know, we meet a student that is interested in working with them, we just send them their way. And currently we're the only organization that does this.
Yeah. And you were saying one of your first participants was Grant Ackett of Alinea. So, I mean, you're not getting much better than that in the U.S.
No, and he's been such a supporter. I mean, obviously, you know, we haven't been able to send him too many students because we just really tried to vet out everybody because he's so popular, obviously.
Yeah.
But he's extremely supportive, always wants to hear how we're doing. So it's great. We get support from pretty much everybody.
Yeah, well, it's interesting to think about vetting out and filtering. Do you actually get a lot of applicants or people coming into Colintro that just aren't qualified enough to be put into that internship stage program? And if so, what do you tell them and where do you direct them?
Absolutely. So if they haven't received proper recommendations, or if we don't feel they've had the proper kitchen experience, or if they're just too young right now to be in a kitchen, we really try to facilitate an introduction into a smaller kitchen, maybe a more forgiving kitchen, just so that they can gain the experience. The last thing we want to do is burn them out or dissuade them from entering the restaurant industry because they had a really tough experience the first time.
Yeah. I mean, even thinking 10 years ago when I was cooking in kitchens, I only wish somebody like that was there to say, you might want to pull back a little bit. You might not want to blow out both your knees. You might not want to work 100 hours a week. I mean, that still happens, but the same time, like I said, there's a sound mind actually telling you like it is, which is unbelievable. And, you know, from where you are now, are you hoping to not just grow, like you said, into a possible institute, but add different dimensions of Calintro?
Yes, and I think that's something that we turn to our board of advisors for. You asked the question, you know, what was one of the first things that we were looking to build with Calintro? And Stephanie and I know also that, you know, being in our, you know, late 20s, that we don't know everything about the restaurant industry. So what we want to do is surround ourselves with people who know the restaurant industry.
Yeah.
And build programs based on their leadership and their direction. And so, interestingly enough, Calintro to us, one of our biggest assets and one of the most attractive parts of the organization is this board.
Yeah. And I'm sure, Glenn, you must agree that part of the attraction back is their humble humility, too, that they don't know everything and that they've called in great people and great minds alike to help them direct the greater good that is Calintro.
Opportunities like this to spread the gospel, spread the word about what Stephanie and Alina have done and are doing is amazing. And just to sit in this twice a year to sit with this group of people, the board of advisors, is just it's a real treat. And I think we keep it to 2 hours, but it's definitely not enough time.
Yeah.
When everybody starts talking.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Excellent. And of those meetings, have there been any gems, any great mantras, great lines that have occurred that have kind of then been instilled in Calintro?
Off the top of my head, there's not a line that comes to mind, but there's moments when I'm sitting there and Stephanie and I will be taking notes, and we never have to inject sort of a question. They just really respect each other's time and what they have to say, and the conversation flows so naturally that there are moments when I just think, God, I'm so lucky to be sitting here, and I can't believe these people are here to support our idea. And I think that's one of our biggest moments of just pride sometimes, is just sitting in that board and just feeling like, you know, these people are just there to throw ideas around.
Yeah. And Stephanie, are you guys looking for more board members, more genres of the food industry? And if so, who are you trying to bring in? You know, voice it right now. Maybe they're listening.
Well, I think at this point, we're in a pretty good position. We have representatives from all fields within the restaurant industry. Of course, when we meet people, if they inspire us in a way that we, you know, never thought, we're open to bringing on new people, but we like to keep it a small, intimate group.
Yeah. I know a radio station that might, you know, want to join in on some of these discussions. There's a lot of people here at Heritage that have great and wonderful opinions. Yeah.
We have no doubt.
Yeah. No, I'm completely excluding myself, though. No. Totally booked out. But it's more awe-inspiring than you think to go to what you here as just a networking event. A lot of the times in the past when I've gone to, you know, soirees where they say these people will be here, these cocktails would be served, you end up drinking, talking about bullshit, and then nothing occurs. Things happen here. And to see, it's the meteoric rise of Calintro. I mean, it's crazy to see in the past even 2 years how you guys have, you know, come from this small, humble, you know, panel discussion to a much bigger forum and constantly expanding is very, very awesome. So you guys deserve all the praise in the world for
doing it. Thank you.
Now, of restaurants, of chefs, I mean, you mentioned some pretty lauded people from Dynex, which is Daniel Ballude, to John Fraser of Dovetail. What other restaurants are you really excited to be working with right now, or companies?
Well, I think we were very excited when Bloomberg actually came to us, and or the
New York Small Business Solutions,
that sort of a department within Bloomberg, and they were looking to help. They wanted our help in staffing Eataly, so they were working exclusively with us on the staffing.
That's pretty awesome.
And And it was great, you know, for us to reach back to them and say, are we helping you? You know, are our services working? And they said yes. And we found them operators. And, you know, we found them, you know,
controllers.
Controllers. And that's just, you know, what ultimately what we want to hear.
Yeah. And if you haven't been to Italy, into the belly of the beast, the fact that you guys got people to run that thing, because it could have been chaos, and it's run extremely well, is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And other big projects coming up that you're trying to either staff or collaborate in? No, Italy's enough. I mean, I'm telling you, Italy is quite a scene.
Massive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an amazing place.
And constantly expanding, too. I mean, I hear they're opening up a beer garden on top, and they're doing this. Wow. It's a spectacle to behold. Right. So it really works. Like, the placement of people. I mean, I don't even know what a comptroller does or a controller does.
Right. Yeah. Before Colindra launched its job board, there was only Craigslist. So it's easy now to find better talent because it's already weeded out some recreational applicants.
Yeah, and more distinct talent, too. Not, you know, just going on there and saying, I need a cook. Like, you can actually tell people what kind of cooks you have available and what skill sets and where they have come from. I mean, is there a specific way you kind of index applicants coming into Colindra?
Not specifically. I mean, I think if a cook comes to us and they said, you know, we're moving here and I want to find a new job, you know, we'll sit with them, we'll get a sense of their personality. And then as other people are looking to hire chefs, their names will be in our head and we'll be able to determine if the fit is right.
Network with these two. We'll everybody get on to Colindra.com and get onto it soon too, because you guys say that it's converting from free to a tiered membership soon.
Correct, in January.
Yeah, even if you are an established cook, restaurateur, or, you know, thinking of changing your career, now's the time. And
Or a designer,
yes, for that matter, too. Or if you're looking to intern with Glenn, you know, he's always looking for...
We are always looking for talented people.
Yeah, but... Now's the time. These are the people. Get on it. I just wanted to thank my guests again.
Thank Alina you. Munoz,
Stephanie Kornblum, Glenn Coben. I hope this was informative, and I hope you all get some jobs out of this. You've been listening to The Food Scene on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Michael Harlan Durkel. A shout out to Cabbage Cheese for sponsoring the show, our engineer, Nat Wiener, our producer, Jack Inslee, Roberta's Pizza, and so much more, but we'll save that for another show.
Thank
Excellent.
You.
Have a good one.